We take a moment to just be with the body in the sitting posture, just settling into the here and now. And we are aware of the body in the sitting posture, and we let the mind rest on the body, just as the body rests on the cushion. And without losing this embodied presence of the mind, we'll now proceed to explore contemplation of the earth element, the principle of solidity, hardness, with the help of a body skin. Proceeding gradually from head to the feet, in the understanding that there's no need for us to strive, struggle, to distinctly sense solidity in each and every part of the body. It is enough for our purposes to be just aware of a part of the body and know that there is solidity, some earth element. Starting with the head, we are aware of the head area with the understanding that there's some solidity in here, some hardness. And if we wish, just for a moment we may grit our teeth and then relax, just to have for a moment that felt sense of hardness. And then be aware that some degree of such hardness, such earth element, is found throughout the whole head. Whether we sense it distinctively or not, it is found throughout the whole head. Earth element. And from the head, we shift to the neck, aware of the neck area, knowing that there is earth element in this part of the body. And from the neck to one shoulder, left or right, doesn't matter. Just choosing one shoulder. Being aware of that shoulder in the understanding that there's some earth element in this part of the body. And from that shoulder to the upper arm, earth element. The lower arm, earth element. And the hand, earth element. Now we can shift our attention to the other shoulder, aware of that part of the body with the understanding that there's some earth element, some solidity, hardness. And from that shoulder to the corresponding upper arm, earth element. The lower arm, earth element. And the hand, earth element. And now shifting attention to the upper half of the torso, upper half of the torso, away of this part of the body, in the understanding that there's some earth element. And from the upper half to the lower half of the torso, the lower half of the torso, away of this part of the body, in the understanding that there is some earth element. From the lower half of the torso to one hip, left or right, does not matter, just choosing one hip, away of that part of the body, knowing that there's earth element. From the hip to the upper leg, earth element. Lower leg, earth element. And the foot, earth element. Shifting attention to the other hip, away of this part of the body, with the understanding that there is some earth element. That quality of hardness, solidity. And from the hip to the upper leg, earth element. The lower leg, earth element. And the foot, earth element. And we are aware of this whole body in the sitting posture, as pervaded by the earth element. And being aware of the body in the sitting posture, we can also sense the external earth element wherever the body touches the ground, the cushion, the chair. We can sense that solidity, the external earth element. And we can sense our connection to the external earth element through the sense of gravity. And becoming aware of that sense of gravity, we allow our body to relax into that sense of gravity. Letting go of any tension in the body, letting it sink into the ground. All our worries, concerns, letting them just sink into the ground. Experiencing that ease and peacefulness of the relaxation of the body in the awareness of our connection with the earth, the external earth, through that sense of gravity. And with the continuity of awareness of the whole body and the solidity below, we now expand our perception of the external earth, expanding it by becoming aware that this solidity below us extends in all directions. Beginning with the front, aware that this felt solidity beneath us extends all the way out in the front direction. Way out into the far away distance. Earth element, external earth element. However far we follow it, we cannot find an ending point. And from the front, we move gradually over to the right side, continuously aware of this expansiveness of the external earth element. And we continue moving from the right gradually towards the back. And from the back to the left. and eventually arriving in a circle again in the front. Having covered all directions, we are aware of the expansiveness of Earth in all directions. Aware of this whole planet Earth on which we are seated. The external Earth element, the planet Earth. And we are not only firmly seated on this planet Earth, sensing its gravity, our body is in constant exchange with the planet Earth through the food we eat, taking in Earth element in the form of food, taking in water element in the form of beverage, taking in fire element in the form of outside temperature, and taking in wind element, the principle of motion, in the form of breathing. And within this experience of the whole body seated on the planet Earth, we become aware of the process of breathing. Breathing in and breathing out. Not as an exercise in exclusive focus on the breath, but much rather as an experiencing of the breath as part of whole body awareness. As something that is part of this experience of the body seated on the planet Earth. As an inclusive form of practice rather than exclusive. And we may watch the process of breathing in whatever way we find useful or we are accustomed to. Below the nostril, above the upper lip, inside the nostril, back of the throat, chest, rise and fall of the abdomen, no particular physical location, doesn't matter. Whatever works for us, that's the right way. And giving importance to discerning inhalation and exhalation. To being aware the breath moves in and moves out. In the understanding that what we breathe in, the oxygen, this comes from the earth, the plants that live on the surface of the earth. We are breathing in the oxygen they produce. We are in constant exchange with the earth through this process of breathing. Inseparable connected to the earth. Firmly seated on the earth, sensing that gravity, that pull of gravity, and that constant exchange through the process of breathing, we realize how much we are integral part of the earth. We are earth. Internal, external earth element, just the same. No substantial difference. We are one with the earth. The continuity of whole body awareness and the knowing of inhalations and exhalations help to stabilize the mind. Nevertheless, sooner or later, mind is bound to wander. Whenever we notice that the mind has become distracted, smilingly we recognize, oh look, mind has wandered away. Without a trace of aversion, frustration, negativity, that is just the nature of the mind. It keeps wandering, wanting to go here, there, without asking our permission. But here we are back in the present moment. And we decide whether it is enough, just this brief recognition, to continue with the practice. Whole body awareness, seated on the earth, gravity, breath. Or whether the mind requires something more to do for it to settle gradually into calmness. We do another scan, starting with the head, then the neck, one shoulder, upper arm, lower arm, hand, other shoulder, upper arm, lower arm, hand, upper torso, lower torso, one hip, upper leg, lower leg, feet. Other hip, upper leg, lower leg, feet. Even repeatedly, slowly, fast, whatever seems appropriate in order to help the mind to settle, to become calm and quiet. The scan is so helpful for that, as we immediately notice when the mind wanders off. We start maybe head, neck, and suddenly we find, oh, I'm at the feet. Something missing here. Quickly we notice when the mind gets distracted. And the scanning gives the mind something to do. When the mind is excited, agitated, cannot just quieten it by force, working with it intelligently. Similarly, when the mind is dull, working with it intelligently, give it something to do. And mindfulness is there watching. watching that that scanning does not become too much, that we go into autopilot mode. Fine-tuning the practice. Being with the present moment as it is, and adjusting the practice accordingly. Body scan, maybe some more reflection on our interconnectedness and dependency on the element Earth. Just sitting, sensing that solidity, that sense of gravity. Being with the breath, inhalation, exhalation. Just experiencing it, or else accompanying it with some reflection and the clear awareness of how these plants on the surface of the earth produce oxygen and we can breathe, that constant exchange. Whatever helps us to ensure continuity of practice and to make it a matter of direct personal experience, how much we belong to the earth, how much we are one with the earth. How much we cannot be without the earth. How much we rely on the earth. And as we keep practicing in this way, we come to realize that this idea of this body being me and mine, something that I own, that I have complete control over, is quite unrealistic. Instead, the perception we are developing now of this body being just earth element and part of the greater earth, this is much more realistic. This is the reality. In this way, with this meditation practice, in addition to the main topic of our interrelatedness with the earth, we already get a first inkling of emptiness, of the empty nature of this body.